Stop 12, artist Danielle Dean talks about her animation, White.
Hello, my name is Danielle Dean. I'm the artist who created the animated film, White. This animation is on a large 4-meter wide screen. It lasts for 8.5 minutes. When I was approached by Wellcome to make a work for this show, focusing on milk, I started with doing a lot of archival research, and I ended up focusing on the British milk industry and its relationship to British colonial history and imperialism. I found a small postcard from the 1930s, a Taifu tea collector's card showing the Taranaki dairy farm in New Zealand. British colonial settlers brought dairy farming to this area in the early 19th century. New Zealand had a lot of land that could be used as pastures for cows, and cows need grass to produce milk. The painting on the postcard shows the dairy farm, a large one-story building with a red roof surrounded by pastures. There is a forest behind it, and further away, mountains rise up in the distance, the tallest one, a volcano with its peak covered in snow. It looks at once like the English countryside, and at the same time, it is definitely elsewhere, somewhere more exotic. It somehow felt like a collage, this empty pasture in combination with palm trees and the volcano in the background, and which I felt drawn to because I use collage in my own work. In this animation, we step into the postcard, but the image starts where there is still some forest left. Then, in a continuous moving panorama, we travel through a landscape from left to right. The first 2 minutes of the animation take us through an ancient forest, imagining what the forest would have been like before the British arrived and started to change the landscape. Painted in watercolour, the rich variety of trees and plants give a sense of deep perspective, with multiple layers of plants and leaves. In the foreground, they appear huge, sometimes completely filling the screen as we pass them, others in the far distance much smaller. In my animation technique, I use a multiplane camera, shooting through many layers of images collaged together to create an illusion of depth in the image, a parallax. I split up all the different parts of the image, hand paint them separately using watercolors and gouache, and then they are collaged back together in separate layers. The layers are moved past the camera at different speeds. The further away from the camera, the slower the speed, which gives you the illusion of moving through a three-dimensional space. A bit like a moving painting. A painting can tell a story, but can be quite a static one. I really love how this technique allows me to tell a lot more about what transformations have taken place on this land and its people, in this case, the Maori. The forest feels a bit magical. The colours are varied. Lush greens, earthy browns, shafts of pale sunlight slicing through leafy canopies of branches and leaves of many different shapes and forms. The forest floor is carpeted with emerald mosses, bushy ferns, and spiky grasses, the air filled with passing clouds of glowing orange pinpricks of light. There are exotic flower heads, splashes of ruby red with needle-like stamens tipped with elongated heads of pollen. A bird flies by. It's a kōkako bird, which is now an endangered species because the forest, its natural habitat, is mostly gone. About 2 minutes into the video, a milk-like white mist begins to encroach, winding its way between the trunks. It moves, snake-like, billowing into a cloud which grows, muting the brightness of the green foliage. There is a process of contamination. The trees and plants become bleached out. They seem to fossilize. As we continue the journey, they become fewer. The air is filled with white flakes, which softly fall like ashy fragments or snow. By halfway through the film, the forest has gone. Only a fringe of distant trees remains along the horizon. The empty landscape is grey, with the occasional palm tree. The destruction continues into the view that is shown on the postcard, an open pasture with a large white farmhouse with forests behind it, and in the far distance, the Taranaki volcano. As part of my research, I consulted with a group of Maori people, including elders, scientists, and artists from this region. I wanted to find information about how this form of industrialization of milk production also interrupted the natural environment beyond what was available in the archives. I'm not from this place myself. How could I ever really understand what happened there? I had very rich conversations that helped develop the work. They told me about what the milk industry had done to the land, how it had destroyed forests, contaminated waters, and driven people from their homes. Forests were cleared to give space for pasture for cows, and imported grass was sown on huge areas. The Maori call these pastures the Green Desert. This type of landscape is not native to New Zealand. The grass created a monoculture that spread quickly and destroyed the biodiversity of the area. This is a violent history on many levels: deforestation and contamination, but also violence towards the inhabitants of the area, how they have been forced to leave their land. The animation doesn't show this explicitly, but I wanted to express how milk comes into the landscape as a violent interruption, disrupting what was there before. When I showed the film to the group, they appreciated how this is expressed in the animation, with the milk coming in and draining all the colour out of the landscape. We continue on, and gradually colour returns. The spaced out palm trees become green. The ground is covered with lush green grass. For the last minute or so of the animation, we once again pass through the dense forest, the colours rich and diverse. The film has taken us in a loop, back to the forest again. I wanted it to feel like there is the possibility of this process being reverted, of this green desert being rewilded and taken over by the forest again.